True story.
In 1876, Scotsman Alexander Graham Bell perfected a device that uses electricity to transmit the human voice. The telephone was born.
Alexander Bell, the man who invented the telephone. Alexander is born in Scotland in 1847. As a young boy, he prefers inventing machines to studying or having fun.
I've made a machine that dehusks wheat.
Well done. That's a great idea. But can we play now?
He also plays the piano and sings with his brothers and his mother.
That's good, Alec. Keep going.
Millie, Ted, you're singing out of tune.
Alexander's mother can't hear very well.
I finished my book.
Pardon?
Her hearing is getting worse and worse.
She gradually becomes completely deaf.
Father, you should do something. You have to help Mother.
Unfortunately, there's nothing I can do, son.
This is so unfair.
To communicate with his mother, Alexander learns sign language.
Mother, look over there.
Oh!
He also speaks to her by placing his mouth on her forehead.
Can you hear the vibrations of my voice?
Yes, that's good, Alec.
Alexander starts to study sound and language. He teaches two little girls with hearing problems to speak.
Cat.
Cat.
Very good.
In 1872, Alexander goes to live in the USA, where he teaches in a special school for deaf children.
You are deaf, not dumb. So I'm going to teach you how to speak.
One of his pupils is called Mabel.
That young lady is gifted.
In the evening after his classes, Alexander does research.
The electrical telegraph lets us send sounds over a distance, but we can't send the voice. I want to send vibrations from the human voice from one end of this electric wire to the other end.
He orders parts for his experiments at an electrical machine shop.
Oh, I must hurry. They're about to close.
One evening, Alexander meets a young electrician called Thomas Watson.
Are you the person who made this transmitter? It doesn't work.
Sorry, sir. I'll sort it right away. What are you trying to make?
A speaking telegraph. Would you like to be my assistant, Watson?
I would love that.
The men spend 2 years working on the speaking telegraph.
We have been here all night.
Alexander falls in love with Mabel, his old pupil. They meet from time to time.
Would you like to go dancing tonight?
Oh, yes.
Alexander and his assistant work on the findings of an Italian inventor.
These copper wires let you communicate between two rooms. It's an interesting invention.
One day in 1876.
I think our speaking telegraph is finally ready.
Sound waves from the voice vibrate the diaphragm, which activates the magnet. This produces electrical current in the wire. The receiver transforms this back into the original pattern of sound waves.
Alexander and Thomas test the device in their workshop.
Ah, it's stuck. I can hear a vibration. It works, Watson. I'm going to register a patent right now.
But we haven't transmitted any words yet.
Here is your patent, Mr. Bell. You are the official inventor of the speaking telegraph.
On the 10th of March, 1876, Alexander and Watson have the first telephone conversation ever. It consists of one sentence.
Mr. Watson, come here. I want to see you.
It works! We did it!
They repeat the experiment with a distance of several kilometers between one another.
Watson!
I'm so proud of you, Alec.
One day, everyone will have a telephone in their home, Mabel.
Will we have a telephone when we are married?
Certainly not. I don't want to be disturbed while I'm working.
Shortly after, scientists and journalists from all over the world discover Alexander Bell's invention at the International Exhibition in Philadelphia, USA, in 1876. The following year, Alexander marries Mabel. And creates the Bell Telephone Company.
We will sell telephone sets and develop telephone lines.
At the start, telephones are used only in companies and shops.
Look, Daddy, the man is speaking into a telephone.
Yes, more and more people will be using telephones.
The first telephones in the USA don't work very well.
Hello? Hello?
But from 1879, Bell's invention is improved. A microphone is added.
Hello?
Hello? Who is speaking?
In 1892, Alexander inaugurates the first long-distance telephone line between New York City and Chicago.
This is only the start of the story of the telephone.
The end.